Once you've satisfied your hunger, get ready for more of the hottest casino games in Vegas. Our 24-hour, 30-table non-smoking poker room proudly hosts all the most popular poker games with a variety of betting limits. Visit the poker room for a schedule of daily tournaments. Whether you're going to hold 'em or fold 'em, the best place for poker is at South Point Casino. You'll notice that our craps tables are usually the loudest in the casino. If you've never played, join one of our free craps lessons to find out what makes this game so exciting. Check with the craps dealer for schedules and give it a roll. Bingo is also an exciting way to spend your time. We offer 7 sessions of bingo every day.
Bingo!
And each session includes a cash ball jackpot, 12 bingo games, a progressive double action game, and a $10,000 bonus coverall. Electronic units are available. If you haven't played bingo with us, give it a try today. Guests can also get in on the action at our one-of-a-kind race and sports books. 2 separate rooms designed to maximize your experience and comfort. Our sports book, with over 400 seats, puts you right in the middle of the action, 24 hours a day.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettit. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The best of quarter horse racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th, with $600,000 in purse money on the line. The Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, Favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of quarter horse racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday morning. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard here in your gaming capital. We welcome you to the show. We welcome all of the others listening to us on many different platforms. And we always do that at the top of the show. They say, why do you keep repeating this? Because the people are out there. We want to welcome them wherever, however they're listening to us. Like for the folks that are running around town here this morning and are listening over our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. We welcome you to the show. All those folks listening on the streaming at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global, we welcome you to the show. And certainly all of you that have your apps for your devices, the KSHP app so you can hear us, the YouTube app so you can hear and see us on your iPhones or your Androids, we welcome you as well. And of course, anybody else listening out there on several different podcasts that we have, or maybe even your gold tooth filling. However you get us, wherever you get us, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Saturday. It is really, at this time of the morning, it is really happening all over the world, really. We got the Olympics going on in Paris, and in about a half an hour, we'll have the King George the VI and the Queen Elizabeth Stakes at Ascot, producing a Breeders' Cup winner in a runner there with Augustine Rodin as right now the favorite, the American betting favorite in the pool in America. So that's about a half an hour away. And then we have some great racing today at Saratoga and Del Mar that include two major races at Saratoga and two big races at Del Mar. We're going to get into all four of those stakes races on the show today as well. And, of course, racing around the country. There's plenty of tracks all around the country. We've got a big racing menu for you today. Don't forget, today is Jockeys Across America. This event will be at all the racetracks around the country. There'll be special events with the, autograph signing and all that good stuff. And it's to help out the Permanent Disabled Jockey Fund. So make sure if you're going out to the races today to participate in that. The Permanent Disabled Jockey Fund is recipients of jockeys across America today around the country. And of course, want to remind everybody too that we're going to start going with our chat folks here on the YouTube. Here's what you do. When you go to YouTube, for those of you who haven't done it already, go to YouTube and then search South Point Studios. You get to that page, and then you click Race Day Las Vegas. And on the page, you'll see us, and then on the right-hand side, it'll be a chat where you can chat amongst all of the other people that are watching the show. And, of course, you can ask questions and comment on us, good, bad, or indifferent. Comment on us on the show as well. You must subscribe, though, and the subscription is free. So if you haven't done it, subscribe. Get on, subscribe. It's free. And then you'll be able to chat. We had a couple of folks yesterday that added some comments to the show as well. And so we're going to be doing that. And on Wednesday's show, since we don't have we won't have Del Mar running on Wednesday, we're going to extend a little bit more in the chat. To where we'll try to answer some questions for people on the chat as well. So keep that in mind. If you haven't already tried it, try YouTube, the YouTube streaming network here at the South Point. All right. And as I said, the four big races today across the country, the AG Vanderbilt at Saratoga will feature the sprinter Skelly. It's going to be a good race, though. This is a very tough sprint race. In the Jim Dandy, which is the prep for the Travers Stakes there at Saratoga, we have a Fierceness that's heading up that field. A couple of questions to be answered from some horses in that field that were running through the Triple Crown. And, of course, at Del Mar, you'll have the San Diego Handicap where Bob Baffert returns Arabian Night. And the Bing Crosby is going to be a good sprint race. The Bing Crosby will feature that California legend in his own time, the Chosen Vron, but it's not going to be an easy race for the Chosen Vron today. It is a very, very tough sprint race there at Del Mar. And also, I want to remind everybody that a couple of horses that are pointing for other races in the future, Timberlake, who finished in the Haskell there in the money. And we'll be going in the H. Allen Jerkins Stakes next at Saratoga on the 24th of August on the Travers undercard. That is the Travers day that he'll be on the Travers undercard. Won't be in the Travers, but it'll be in the H. Allen Jerkins. And as far as the Charlestown Classic coming up on August 23rd, Red Route 1 is heading to the Charlestown Classic there. Want to remind everybody also here on Monday, Prairie Meadows will have a mandatory payout in their Pick 5 jackpot. Now, that thing's been, building up, and whatever is left, if anything is left, or if nobody hits it over the weekend, on Monday it will be a mandatory payoff out at Prairie Meadows for their Pick 5 jackpot there. Just some of the things that are happening around the country. We have Jonathan Hardoon with us, Rich Eng's selection as well, John Lindo and Jerry Jane, of course, your racing menu. And we got to get our handicappers on the ball here. These guys have been hitting the goose egg for the last couple of days, but I think they're ready to pop big today. So we'll wait and see about that. So without any further ado, we'll go to our first break. And while the Olympics are playing in Paris and they're getting ready to run that big race out at Ascot, we will, of course, stay anchored here in the good old U.S. of A. and cover racing around this country as well. So don't go away. We'll be right back on your Saturday Race Day Show.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn. And so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday show. Here in Las Vegas right now, the temperature outside is 91 degrees. We're going to get up to 109 today, so it's still going to be pretty hot out there. Remember to stay hydrated now. 91 and again up to 109. Around the country, let's see. Well, Miami's 90, New York is 85, Chicago 81, Los Angeles 88. And believe it or not, Phoenix, Arizona is going to check in at about the same temperature we are at 109 degrees. So the heat is subsiding a little, but remember to stay hydrated. That's all. As far as the actual precipitation around the country, not too bad, except for the Gulf Coast of Texas. They got a lot of action going on down there at the Gulf Coast of Texas. Otherwise, around the country, it should be pretty nice for racing for the racetracks all around the country today. Let's see what happened yesterday at Saratoga. At Saratoga yesterday, the Amsterdam Stakes was won by world record. This horse popped the gate and went right to the front under Flavian Pratt, and I mean sizzled in the 6.5 furlong race. Stopped the clock in 116.20, trained by Rodolphe Brissett and ridden by Flavian Pratt. World record paid $14.60 for the win there, and another stakes race soon will be coming up for world record, that's for sure. Big, big win in the Amsterdam yesterday. Jefferson Street was second. Valentine Candy finished third. World record, of course, another offspring by Gunrunner. So we'll wait and see where he goes next. Chad Brown finished first and second in the fourth race with a $20.40 winner. Tough Street won the fourth. And then Dick Ducho got a win in the fifth race with Royal Brown paying $7.10. Steve Asmussen unleashed a nice two-year-old maiden winner at six furlongs, accelerating. Accelerating did just that. Jose Ortiz aboard paying $7.70 for the win there. That was a nice win in that two-year-old maiden race there. And as far as any of the others, Mike Maker, boy, he's running hot in New York, that's for sure. Mike Maker got his second win of the day at Saratoga yesterday with a horse called Surveillance that won for Jose Ortiz's second win and paid $9.50. There was a disqualification in that race when Running With Scissors, who finished second in the race, let it ride in close quarters at about the quarter pole there when they turned and headed in the stretch, and as a result of that, Let It Ride clipped heels and fell, unseating jockey Eric Cancel. The horse was disqualified from second to last, and Javier Castellano was aboard, so we might be looking for days for Javier Castellano in that race off of that disqualification. Junior Alvarado and Bill Mott, that team just keeps cranking along. They had a winner. It was Alvarado's second win of the day with Scotland in the ninth race, paying $10 even. That was a nice win, too. And in the final race of the day, Ired Ortiz Jr. got his third win of the day with the Rhetorical for William Walden, paying $6.50. The pick six yesterday paid $7,500 and change at Saratoga. Del Mar. First post time was 4 o'clock yesterday. And it started out with a horse that went right to the front. Promise Me Cat. Promise Me Cat went wire to wire and paid $19.20. This is the MO right now at Del Mar. Just get the lead at any cost. And these horses are going, most of them are going wire to wire. I mean, even on the turf course. And horses who don't go wire to wire are finishing either second or third in the races. It is right now, the track bias is speed favoring. Simply put, case closed. That's just the way it is. Now, we'll wait and see if the jockeys are going to change and try to go for the lead so much so that they create suicide missions, but we'll wait and see about that. So anyhow, in the third race, a race for two-year-old maidens, the winner there was Shay Brennan. Now, Shay Brennan broke out of the starting gate last in the five-furlong race, but got an absolute, unbelievably perfect trip by Kyle Frey, and at the top of the stretch, had rolled up the rail and was in third place, tipped out, and just went by the leader in a very impressive race, I thought. Shay Brennan for Kyle Frey. Phil D'Amato, first-time starter for Phil D'Amato, but it wasn't on the grass. It was on the main track. Broke last, looped the field and won, and paid $18.80 in the process. That was a nice win. Corso's pick went gate to wire to win the fourth race at five furlongs on the turf for Doug O'Neill. Check out the price, $47 for a Doug O'Neill trainee going wire to wire in a five-furlong turf race yesterday. And Mike McCarthy, who is hot there at Del Mar as well, Mike McCarthy, trainee Mystic Spirit, won the fifth race for Juan Hernandez, paying $4.20, wire to wire there. Sixth race, the winner City Exile, gate to wire. Juan Hernandez aboard, $7 even. And, of course, that gave Phil D'Amato his second win of the day. And in the featured Fleet Treat Stakes, the winner there was Pushness, who went wire to wire under Umberto Rispoli. Mike McCarthy's second win of the day, owned by the Rispoli stable. So Rispoli's got a stable out there at Del Mar. This one was nice. Pushness, big win in the Fleet Treat at $7.60, outrunning Grand Slam Smile and Roberta's Love. And the pick six yesterday at Del Mar paid $16,603.60. Big days for Rapoli, McCarthy, and Hernandez, and anybody who's betting speed horses, that's for sure. All right, let's get started with your racing menu today. This is your big, bulky racing menu today of racetracks available across the country. First post times, of course, are Pacific. That's what we do every day. The first post times we broadcast are in the Pacific time zone. We are in the Pacific time zone. This will be the first post times that roll out in our race book here at South Point. If you're listening anywhere else on any other time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone because I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Here's your menu. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 9 races. I want you to note that in the fifth race at Laurel Park today, it's a race for amateur riders. The fifth race at a mile on the turf for three-year-olds and up is a race for amateur riders. These are not licensed jockeys. These are amateurs. It's in the fifth race today at Laurel. You have 9 races there, and you do have a carryover in the pick six jackpot of $3,496. First post time at Laurel is at 9:25 at Laurel. Next comes Delaware Park. 8 races at Delaware Park, and a first post time at Delaware Park is at 9:30 at Delaware Park today. Following that comes Belterra Park. Belterra Park has a super high five carryover of $13,834. That's their super high five carryover at Belterra Park. 8 races, first post time, 9:35. Saratoga! Well, it looks like it's nice out there at Saratoga right now. We'll wait and see, because you know what they say. Stick around for a while. The weather can change. Right now, the track is fast. Turf courses are firm. Mostly sunny right now at Saratoga. Post time temperature should be about 68 degrees. The Mellon Turf Course will host races 8 and 11. The Inner Turf Course will have races 1, 9, and 12. That today at Saratoga. No carryovers to speak of at Saratoga. 12 races, a couple of nice stakes races now. The sixth race will be the Alfred G. Vanderbilt, 6 furlongs, 3-year-olds and up. This grade one will feature 6 going to the post before scratches. 6-5 favorite there is Skelly. And that is, of course, with Ricardo Santana aboard, but it is no gimme for Skelly today in the Vanderbilt. Then later on, the $500,000 Grade 2 Jim Dandy, the prep for the Travers at Saratoga, a 1 1/8 miles for three-year-olds and a field of 6 before any scratches. I don't think we'll have any there. It's a good competitive field. It is a dandy of a Jim Dandy today, that's for sure. Fierceness is the second choice at 9-5. The even money favorite on the morning line is Sierra Leone with Flavian Pratt aboard. And this is a real good field. We'll get into it in just a moment with Jonathan Hardoon. So that's the 10th race. You got 12 races overall today at Saratoga and a first post time of 9:35. Ellis Park is next. Ellis Park has a pick six jackpot carryover, 13,761, 9 races, first post time 9:50. Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey. They have their racing card, 10 races today. The $250,000 Monmouth Oaks is their feature race today at Monmouth Park. Of course, it's for three-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th. 8 are entered in the race. 2-1 favorite there is Gunsong with Julien Le Peru aboard there at Monmouth today. First post time for the 10 races at Monmouth Park today is set at 9:50 at Monmouth today. Then we have Gulfstream Park. They have 11 races at Gulfstream. Their first post time at Gulfstream Park with a pick six jackpot carryover of $8,027 is at 9:55 at Gulfstream. Woodbine, north of the border, has got a couple of nice stakes races today. The $135,000 Grade 3 Colleen Stakes for three-year-old fillies at a mile on the turf is the 8th, a full field there. And the favorite, Lukewarm, at 7-2 is Sabatini. And then the next race, the 9th race, is the Grade 2 Seagroom Cup at a mile and 16 for three-year-olds and up. A 9 go to the post in this $175,000 stakes race, and the 2-1 favorite there is Paramount Prince. First post time for the 10 races at Woodbine with a super high 5 jackpot carryover of $18,175 is set at 10:05 at Woodbine today. Colonial Downs has 9 races, 3 dirt races, 6 turf races on Colonial Downs' schedule. They have a regular pick six carryover of $6,524. Not a jackpot, a regular pick six carryover, Colonial Downs. First post time is at 10:30. Emerald Downs is next. Emerald Downs has 9 races today, and their first post time at Emerald Downs is set at 1:30 at Emerald Downs. And then we go down to Southern California, where the turf meets the surf at good old Del Mar. First post time at Del Mar today is 2 o'clock this afternoon. 11 races at Del Mar. You got 3 stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The 7th race is the Daisy Cutter Stakes at 5 furlongs on the turf for fillies and mares 3-year-olds and up. Scratch the 4 Doris May, and a field of 8 are left. And in this race, the 5-2 favorite is Elm Drive with Antonio Freisou aboard. Then the 8th race is the $300,000 Grade 2 San Diego Handicap at a mile and 16th for 3-year-olds and up. This is a prep for the Pacific Classic. Scratch the 6 Substanzador. Substanzador is a late scratch that'll leave just a field of 5. And Arabian Knight is the big favorite at 3-5 with Juan Hernandez. Finally, the $400,000 Grade 1 Bing Crosby Handicap. 6 furlongs, 3-year-olds and up. A field of now 9, now a field of 8. Scratch the 5, roll on Big Joe. The 5 is out, so you have 8 going. And your favorite at 6-5 is the Chosen Vron. It is a Breeders' Cup win, and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Sprint, but it's no gimme today for the favorite. 11 races today at Del Mar, and the first post time of 2 o'clock this afternoon. 2 o'clock this afternoon at Del Mar. Canterbury Park has 9 races. Their first post time at Canterbury is set at 3:10. Evangeline Downs has 10 races. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown has 8 races. Their feature race today is the $75,000 Sylvia Bishop Stakes. That's the 7th on the card, just a 5-horse field there. And the first post time at Charlestown is set at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock today at Charlestown. We got Prairie Meadows coming up next. Prairie Meadows, now their Pick 5 jackpot carryover today is $136,007. Okay, that's the jackpot carryover today. Remember, if the jackpot doesn't get hit today, if it doesn't get hit tomorrow, it will be a mandatory payoff on Monday at Prairie Meadows. 10 races, 3-quarter horse races, 7 thoroughbred races. The thoroughbred feature of the day is the Iowa Stallion Futurity for 2-year-olds at 5.5 furlongs. That's the 9th race, Prairie Meadows. First post time is at 4 p.m. Sacramento has a couple of carryovers. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $37,160. Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $42,013. 7 races today at Sacramento. First post time is at 5 p.m. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos tonight. 9 races, all quarter horse races, 7 quarter horse stakes races at Los Al. First post time at 7:40. And here at the South Point, they have Australian racing. Here at the South Point, later on this evening, there'll be 5 tracks from Australia coming in, and you can bet them here at the South Point later on today, if you haven't had enough of the menu by then. All right, let's go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Anyone that makes it to Australia Racing deserves at least a soda or an adult beverage, to say the least.
I would bypass the soda and go right to the adult beverage, I think. That's for sure. What a day it was yesterday at Saratoga and at Del Mar. I got to tell you, the results at Del Mar are kind of convoluted right now, don't you think?
Yeah, to say the least. People aren't used to these big fields in Southern California, and you have horses shipping in from all over. And speed has been the name of the game, coast to coast. But what scares me, Ralph, is usually on these big days on Saturday when they have the stake races, they like to soup the track up and make it more speed favoring. Well, I don't know how much more speed favoring they're going to be able to make it, to be honest with you. Because yesterday, whether it was Saratoga or Del Mar, speed was the name of the game.
You know, and the thing about it is and people sit there and say, well, I'll just look at the form and bet the speed horses. But with the way the track is and the jockeys know that, they come out and they're hustling like it's a quarter horse race. And you really don't know for sure who's going to be the one on the lead. And it all depends on the break. The break is really important. But there was only one race yesterday. That race, the race that 2-year-old maiden.
The opener, the first race.
No. It was the third race. Shea Brennan. That horse broke last and had a great trip, though. The rail opened up, but still, all in all, came from last and won pulling away for Phil D'Amato. And I got to tell you, that looked like a nice filly there, that's for sure.
The real problem is, though, Ralph, these jockeys are being forced to take horses out of the game. If they don't naturally show early speed and now they're forcing them to go early, well, they're not going to have anything left for the late, for their late run.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're taking horses out of their game, and that makes it all the much more difficult.
Yeah, no question about that. But we'll see today, sometimes.
Every day it changes, believe me.
Well, the thing about it is we got to, and our man John Linda will tell us if that track crew did anything overnight, maybe to the racetrack. We'll wait and see. But as you say, they want to soup it up for the big days, and they got that Bing Crosby, which is a sprint race. I'm sure they want that thing to have a fast time, that's for sure. A safe fast time. By the way, the Heise returns on the fatalities. There was almost one point difference of fatalities per 1,000 horses that have gone down. So whatever they're doing is working. It's helping out a little, and that, of course, is all good news. All right, we got 2 big races today at Saratoga. We got the A.G. Vanderbilt, the Alfred G. Vanderbilt. That'll be the 6th race on the card. 6 go to the post in that one. Now, Skelly is the 6-5 favorite, the Steve Asmussen trainee for Ricardo Santana. But I got to tell you, it doesn't look like, that this is a gimme.
No, it's not a gimme, but he has one thing going for him. The last couple of races, he's had trouble at the start, and he finally draws an outside post. So I think that's going to help him. You know, being stuck inside, you could get off poorly, and then you have to rush up. But when you're breaking from the outside with no one outside of you, you get to control where you want to be. You get to make first run, or you get to make the lead. So I think that's going to help him. The interesting horse in the race is the 4, Baby Yoda. You talk about horses for courses, Ralph. Oh, yeah. 6 starts at Saratoga, 4 wins. So, you know, I make it a 2-horse race. I give the edge to Skelly, but you're not going to make any real money in that race. The race sets up well for Subrogate, the 5-horse. He's the closer in a race, really, I think, where there's a lot of speed. But he ran too big last time out. I think he's going to react off of that race. And I like 6-4 and a little 4-6 in this year's Alfred G. Vanderbilt.
Well, I can tell you right now, I like a lot of the 4-6 because I think Baby Yoda, man, that was a really powerful race, his last race there. And we'll wait and see, that's for sure, on that one. Okay, so we can't make that much money in the Alfred G. Vanderbilt. But then we get to the Jim Dandy, 1 1/8. 5 horses in the race, and the only one I could really discount out of the race was Gould's Gold, so I probably put this horse right back in the winner's circle. But in any case, you got some questions. You got Sierra Leone. Can Flavien Prat finally keep this horse in a straight line and be effective in his late charge by finessing this horse to keep a straight course? Can which fierceness is going to show up? The awesome one with a jaw, like his jaw-dropping performance in the Florida Derby, or another clunker. And then you've got Batten Down. This is the horse that is the improving. This is the new kid on the block. Batten Down has been taken along by Bill Mott real nice. He didn't put him into the fire right away. He was thinking about putting him in the Belmont. He didn't. He went and won one of the undercard derbies. I think it was the Ohio Derby, maybe. Yeah. And now, so he brings him into the Jim Dandy. You know, this is the next step in getting him ready for the Travers. And I think a Batten Down is the horse that's the big question mark in this race.
Well, the race is interesting, Ralph. Again, only 6 horses in the race. And Fierceness has a tendency, throughout his career, he's run a good race followed by a bad race followed by a good race. Well, he's coming off the bad race in the Kentucky Derby. But where has he been? This race, I mean, it just sets up so well for Sierra Leone. Sees the Great, needs the lead. Batten Down wants to be on the front. Pony Express comes out of a wire-to-wire race at Santa Anita. Gould's Gold, another one. And even Fierceness wants to be forwardly placed. So you have one closer in a race packed with speed. It's going to set up for Sierra Leone. He's finally going to get it done here. You know, it looks, unfortunately, like Sierra Leone and Fierceness are just so much better than these. Batten Down, who ran super last time out in the Ohio Derby, but that was a track that was conducive to speed that day. It's a short stretch. He took total advantage of the track, if you remember. He ran well. He's improving, but he still has to step up to beat either one of the top 2 horses. And again, I give the edge to Sierra Leone because I just think the race is going to set up well for him.
And by the way, I don't want to give the bum's rush to the Preakness winner, sees the gray, but as you say, there's a lot of horses in this race that are going to want or has a penchant to go for the lead. So we'll wait and see how it develops, that's for sure. A little bit of a chess game, I think, with the jockeys, but we'll wait and see. Sierra Leone, it looks like the race could set up for him, that's for sure. I do want to remind everybody on this show that when Rich Eng was with us earlier in the week, he gave us a pick for the Jim Dandy, and that pick was Batten Down. So we want to keep Rich Eng's selection there in the Jim Dandy as Batten Down as well. All right, so that's Saratoga. Now we're going to get out to Del Mar in Southern California. By the way, I didn't mention this in the recap, but the 50-cent pick 5, the early 50-cent pick 5 at Del Mar paid $140,804.55.
There were tickets that could have resulted in a carryover, but that wasn't one favorite. With the favorite, it paid $140,000.
Right. You got a $19.20, a $16, an $18.80, then the big $47 winner, trained by Doug O'Neill. And then it all came down to the 5th race where the live tickets were on the even money favorite. And the horse got challenged a couple of times, but Mystic Spirit did win it, paying $420 and then $140,000. Man. What a Well, and then, so what do we have for today at Del Mar?
Go ahead. By the way, Ralph, you were singing praises yesterday for Edwin Maldonado, and he was the guy that rode the 22-to-1 shot, Doug O'Neill horse, got it right out of the gate and kept going. And, it was exactly how you described yesterday.
So. Yeah, and no question about it. Maldonado, this is the type of track that's going to fit him just perfect, that's for sure. All right, so we have Del Mar. 11 races today, 3 stakes races. The Daisy Cutter is on the grass at 5 furlongs, so we'll just sit there and say Maldonado is riding, running with the boys, and so he'll probably be out the gate first, that's for sure. We will wait and see if there's any selections in there. But we have the 2 big races, the San Diego Handicap prep for the Pacific Classic. The 6, Subsansador, has been scratched at only of a 5-horse field, and Arabian Night is the big 3-5 favorite there. I would expect that Juan Hernandez will try to get the lead with Arabian Night and ask him to try to catch him.
Here's the problem with this race. We discussed it yesterday, Ralph. There were 5 horses entered, and I think 4 of them are all coming off of long layoffs. Express Train last seen April of last year. Katana wasn't out in over a year. Arabian Night has not been seen since the Breeders' Cup Classic, and New Grange hasn't been out since March 3rd. For that reason, I'm going to go with number 3, Dr. Venkman. 4-year-old gelding from the Mark Glatt barn stretches out to 2 turns for today for the first time. But this horse is 9-2, and this horse has recency. He's at least run recently. So for that reason, I'm going to give him a slight edge. Again, all these other horses, they could all beat him, no question about it, but he has recency. So to me, I think that's going to make the difference.
Well, and you're looking for value always in horse racing, that's for sure. Taking a horse coming off the shelf for a long time is tricky to get a short price. But I can tell you, this horse is trained by Bob Baffert, and we know what he can do with long layoff horses. So we'll wait and see about that. But Dr. Venkman will certainly possess a nice value play there, that's for sure. And then we get to the Bing Crosby. It's a Breeders' Cup winner in sprint race, a grade 1 at 6 furlongs. A scratch the 5, roll on Big Joe. Roll on Big Joe has been scratched. 8 horses go in it. And, of course, the California legend there, the Chosen Vron, is the favorite in the race. But what say you?
Well, this is actually going to be one of my radio plays, Ralph. You were talking about Bob Baffert off of layoffs, how he could be deadly. Well, the number 9 horse in here, Jackstown, you can't get a longer layoff than he had. He was away from the races for 2 years, came back last time out, and he ran a huge, I mean, really huge figure on the sheets, on the numbers. He's worked well since the race. If Baffert opts to put this horse in the Bing Crosby, second start back off of a long layoff, well, I trust Bob Baffert, and I think he's got the right horse here. 15-1 on the morning line, Ralph. Juan Hernandez aboard to ride. He's drawn outside. I think he's sitting on another big effort today. Number 9, Jackstown, is going to upset and win this year's Bing Crosby.
All right. Now, we know that some of the players out there, some of the people out there are ready to tar and feather our handicappers on this show. But if you come up with that 15-1 shot in the 10th race with the top jock Juan Hernandez, I think the tar and the feathers will be put back in the closets, that's for sure. So in the 10th race, the Bing Crosby, you like an upsetter, Jackstown, the 9, in the 10th race at Del Mar. And do you have any other selections at Del Mar before we get to Saratoga, back to Saratoga?
I do. I like the 7th race today, Ralph, the Daisy Cutter. We were talking about Edwin Maldonado on a speed horse. Well, number 8, Running with the Boys, made her first start off of a layoff last time out. Mm-hmm. It was coming down the hill, 6.5 furlongs at Santa Anita. Totally different race than 5 furlongs sprinting on the turf. But number 8, Running with the Boys, ran huge last time out. You know Maldonado's going to get this horse out. 9-2 on the morning line. If she runs anywhere near that race, she will be long gone.
All right. So you're going to take the speed and the speed jockey as far as the bias right now at Del Mar in the Daisy Cutter. Number 8, Running with the Boys, the 8 in the 7th race at Del Mar. All right, and a Saratoga pick, and we'll let you go.
11th race today, 1/16 on the turf. I like the number 10 horse in here, Willing to Risk It All. I like the jockey change today. First time Flavian Pratt. There's not much speed in this race. He's going to be forwardly placed. 8-1 on the morning line. Number 10, Willing to Risk It All, upsets and wins today's 11th race out at Saratoga.
All right. You're looking for a big day for Flavien Prat, that's for sure. And then the 11th race, the 10, willing to risk it all with Flavien Prat aboard. That's your selection. And you have other reasons to like this horse, don't you?
Yeah, my son has a piece of the horse. He claimed the horse a few starts back, and the horse is doing very well.
Wow, good. Well, we'll cash and see you in the winner's circle maybe in the 11th
race at
Saratoga. Okay, yeah, right. Since it's, you know, you're just travel a couple blocks and go to the racetrack today, will you? In any case, full handicapping cards for Saratoga and Del Mar, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. See you tomorrow.
All right. You got it, my man. Good luck at the races and good traveling by the horses there, especially your horse as well. And we'll be right back. We're busy on a busy Saturday show. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, rolling along on a very busy Saturday Race Day Las Vegas radio program. Still waiting for the results of the King George the VI and the Queen Elizabeth Stakes down there at Ascot. But in the meantime, I want to remind you that Rich Eng's selections for all of Del Mar available today. He's not on the show, but the selections are for Del Mar. The entire card at Del Mar is available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Here's the pick he gave us. Remember, he liked Batten Down in the Jim Dandy, but his pick at Del Mar will come in the second race. In the second race, Richie likes number 6, Mission Beach, at 4-1 on the morning line with Antonio Frasu. Second race, number 6, Mission Beach, is the play the pick from Rich Eng for Del Mar. Remember, you get the entire Del Mar sheet at racedaylasvegas.com. Let's go out to Southern California, where John Lendo is standing by in the press box at Del Mar with that big marine layer behind him. John, good morning.
And that's only temporary, Rob. We'll be clear, fast, and firm by post time. You were talking about the King George. It was won by Goliath. It looked like August Rodin faded out of the money, but I don't have official results yet.
All right, Goliath, the morning line was, my goodness, they had him at 33-1. I think he was closed at 25-1. So Goliath, instead of being slain, slained the big horses in that race. Goliath wins for Christophe Somillon in the big race there. And he's if he wants to, he's heading on down to the Breeders' Cup, because that's the Breeders' Cup winning you're in.
Well, he won the race easily, so we'll see exactly what they have in mind.
Yeah, and of course, wasn't trained by Aidan O'Brien. Aidan O'Brien had the race surrounded, but he didn't get the win there, that's for sure. Upset in that race. There was a few upsets yesterday at Del Mar that created a gargantuan payoff in the pick five. I would imagine that couldn't have been more than one or two, three tickets at the most.
Well, I tell you, the pools have been gigantic down here. I'm going to guess it was probably three or four tickets in there that had that pick five, but it wasn't us, which is why we're back on the air.
Yeah, and I could tell you that it was down, come down to the favorite, and that horse was challenged several times throughout the race. So, you know, the people who had that horse to cash were certainly on edge throughout the race, but it got done. Phil D'Amato won a couple, Mike McCarthy won a couple, and speed is predominant right now at the Shore.
Well, especially in the turf sprints, and you talk about that fifth race, the runner-up, there was only one ticket alive to that horse, and that would have been over $800,000 if that horse had gotten up.
Wow. Crazy, 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 that's for sure. Well, we got a nice competitive card again today at Del Mar, that's for sure. A couple of nice stakes races there. Before we get to looking at the San Diego and the Bing Crosby real quick and your selection, at Saratoga, what about the Jim Dandy? Any thoughts?
I thought Jonathan Hardoon had it right. There's a lot of speed in that race. Obviously, you know, you've got Fierceness, Sees the Gray, and the horse from California, I tell you what, he's pretty quick. So the pace will be legitimate there. It does set up for Sierra Leone, but, you know, just looking at patterns, Ralph, you know, this, it's good race, bad race for Fierceness. Today's supposed to be a good day, and he's drawn outside where maybe he can just sit outside the two speed horses. Mm-hmm. He'll get first run in Sierra Leone, and we'll see if he gets back. And, you know, as a talking point with the big three-year-olds this year.
All right, you have a full sheet, a Linda report, a full sheet for today at Saratoga. There are 12 races there, and a full sheet at Del Mar for their 11 races there. Those both sheets, full sheets with selections, suggested late pick four, and, of course, all the goodie information at the bottom. Two complete Linda reports available right now, only in one place here in Las Vegas, and that is right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary, because they love horse players. And I imagine you have a pick at Saratoga.
Yeah, let's go to the 12th and final at Saratoga. In the 12th race, number 10, North End Lady, got fanned very wide in the first turn coming off the layoff last time, got run down late with that race in under her belt and a little better trip. I think she can get the job done. 5-1 on the program, number 10, North End Lady, race number 12, Saratoga.
12th race at Saratoga, the final race of the day, number 10, North End Lady. The jockey, Flavian Pratt. So you and Jonathan are looking to have a big day with Flavian Pratt. And we know he can win a lot of races on one day. So in the 12th race, you like the 10 North End Lady, the 10 in the 12th at Saratoga. Now we get to Del Mar. A quick thought about the San Diego.
Well, you know, I'm always rooting for the Chosen Brown, but it's a good race. And it's a good field. You got the horse close to game share.
That's the Bing Crosby. What about the San Diego?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, the San Diego. Well, you know, you've got Arabian Knight coming back off the layoff, and he'll be on the lead. He's trained well, but he hasn't trained super. And, you know, he might be vulnerable here. I think Dr. Venkman, again, who John Hardoon likes, he'll be tracking. He'll get first run. He's never been two turns, but I think he'll get it, and he's unbeaten at Del Mar. I give him a chance to pull an upset over Arabian Knight.
All right. Now the Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, again, with the Chosen Brown in there, he's always tough to beat, defending champ, but it's a good field. The horse from Churchill Downs closed the game. Sugar is coming in sharp. Mm-hmm. He's after that ship and win to the Breeders' Cup sprint. And I think Jackstown ran super last time for Baffert. Again, if John Hardoon has a good day, I'm going to have a good day, because he won't be 15-1, but if we get 5 or 6-1 on Jackstown, I'm going to take a shot.
All right. And your selection at Del Mar, I think, comes between the two big stakes races.
Right. Ninth race today at Del Mar. I think number 7, Halfway Line, is a perfect ship and win horse. Got stopped cold coming down the hill at Santa Anita. You're allowed one start in May and one start in June at Santa Anita. He got both of those. Stretches back out with a good work over the local turf. 5-1 on the morning line, number 7, Halfway Line on the stretch out in the ninth at Del Mar.
All right, you got it, John. Ninth race, number 7, John Lindo's selection. And we will talk to you tomorrow and enjoy the races today. Get that fog out of there.
Don't worry, the Chamber of Commerce will not let it be here at 2 o'clock post time.
All right, you got it, my man. Thanks. And now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Price on Goliath at Ascot, $52 to win. Blue Stocking was second. Rebel's Romance finished third. And Augustine Rodin finished fifth in that race. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Yeah, I didn't do that race.
I know you didn't, but just giving out the result there. All right, Saratoga.
You did a lot of races yesterday, but.
Your Saratoga, your thought about the Jim Dandy.
Fierceness has run the best race of any of the of this class of horse, 2-3-year-olds. Mm-hmm. He did it as a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Of course, we see there's something not right about him because he runs good and bad and good and bad. I'm just thinking he's had time to recover from whatever has been bothering him, and he'll run good today.
All right. So
Sierra Leone has a lot of ways to lose. So I like Fierceness.
All right. You're a Fierceness fan in the Jim Dandy. What about a pick at Saratoga?
What about a pick? Let's go to the third race today. Amundsen is part of an entry, so that's sort of a shame. But I really like Amundsen a lot at 3-1. He got Pratt up there, so that looks pretty nice. So I'll take the 1A over the 4-6-7. Do my reverses, but I'm really loving Amundsen, who loves Saratoga.
All right. Excuse me. All right, third race at Saratoga, the 1A, represented by ticket number 1, the 1A, Amundsen, and the link-ups are 4, 6, and 7 in reverse, $2 ROI on the 1 there. And now we go to Del Mar. A real quick thought about the Bing Crosby.
Can anybody beat the Chosen Braun? He's, like, unbeatable.
Okay, you're a Chosen Braun. Your vote is for Chosen Braun. And a selection at Del Mar.
He runs it everywhere and everything, and then you have Arabian Night in the San Diego. It looks pretty tough to me. Let's go to the other lap. She's the Law. Mark Ladd puts up Abel Cedillo, which is pretty interesting. Might keep our price up, which is important. I'll take the 7-2 on the 9. I'll play the 9 over the 4, 6, 7, 10, and 11. It's a big spread.
Okay, in the 11th and final race at Del Mar, you like the 9, She's the Law, the 9, and the spread for the link-ups are 4, 6, 7, and 10, and reverse. That at
and Del- 11.
Oh, you got the 11 in there, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 5.
4, 6, 7, 10, 11 are the link-ups with number 9, She's the Law, in the 11th race. Don't forget, folks, you got to reverse, got to reverse. Jerry J's Power Pages for all the Del Mar and all the Saratoga are available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And all I can say, Jerry, is going to be a fun day of racing across the country, that's for sure. And I guess you would concur that speed is the name of the game right now at Del Mar.
It is, but I warn you guys, one day it's going to change.
Yeah, we'll see. One day it's going to change. We're wondering when it is, but certainly today might be the day. We don't know, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to open your eyes and just see what's going on and play it.
Yes, for sure. So absolutely. All right. Well, a fun and fast Race Day Las Vegas radio program for today. And, of course, it's Jockeys Across America Day at the racetracks. So keep that in mind as well. And we'll be back tomorrow morning to give you whatever happened today and tomorrow as well. Jerry, go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.